Yeah, we'll talk about the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perikot of Eidus Salaf Adalin. The Ein Eidim and Zaymim in Shkogo, the Fisha Ein Bo Maitha. By Eidim and Zaymim, there's no difference whether they're Shogging or Maitha. There's no category of Shkogo. The Fisha Ein Bo Maitha, because it's a lot of Shema Maitha. The Ficho Chain Shrikim Hasra, Kamesha the Arno. And therefore, Eidim and Zaymim don't need to have Hasra. So the Rambam is very difficult grammar. The other reason, the Rambam is giving a reason why Eidim Zayim don't need Asra that's different than the reasons that we have in the Gemara. The Gemara has reasons why Eidim Zayim don't need Asra. Rava says because there's no opportunity to give them Asra. Abai says there's a new slur, Mikamidi. That's Kasha Zomam. The Rambam is a whole new reason because it's Eimam Maisa. There's no Shkogo Lefisha Eimam Maisa. That's the first problem. Secondly, what does Rambam even mean? Because Eidim Zoymim is a lav Shema Maisa, therefore there's no such thing as Shkogo. What does one thing have to do with the other? In a lot shame and I say I don't care if he's a shogeg or a mezid. Mefarshim ask you have other cases of lav shame and I say that we have gzeres hakosuf that yechayev megadif mekalis chaver b'shem, and we don't find over there the Rambam saying that you don't need asra. I think by mekalis chaver b'shem the Rambam says the parish that you do need asra. But just what's the taitch? How do you translate the Rambam? Ein le'edim, ve'ein le'edim zayim shkogel l'fisha ein ba meisa. What's the Pashup Shat now? Before we come to Miryashu, we had to reconcile it with the Gemara. So what are the words supposed to mean? So the translation of the Rambam is saying that because Adam Zayim is a Lavshim, because Leisan is a Lavshim and Maisa, so therefore the Einshim that he gets of Malkus, let's say the Einsh Malkus that he gets, whether it's for the Kashizom Dika Malkus or the Vitzikud Dika Malkus, whatever Malkus the Eidim Zayim may be getting, is not for the Lav. Because the Lav doesn't warrant Malkus, it's a Lav Shema Maisa. So it must be that the Malkus of Eidim Zayim are not for the Lav. So therefore, I don't care if he's a Mesid or a Shogig in the Lav. That's the Taish Verit, that's the Iver Taish of the Ram. So that's also Shah. The Gemara says in Malkus, Beferish, that Leisan is the Ashor of Eidim Zaymim. That's why by Minum Anu Bishpainu Shechayim Malkus, why don't they get Shmainim? 40 for Leisan and 40 for Kashazam, says the Gemara, because Leisan is the Ashor of Eidim Zaymim. So it's preferred to the Gemara, Leisan is the Ashor of Eidim Zaymim. So it is coming from Leisan. Elamai Islacholamayim. Maybe you might say, what the Rabbi means is yes, of course Leisan is the Ashor of Eidim Zaymim. But still, the Malkus of Eidim Zayim are not direct for Leisana. You know, it's not just a poshut to Malkus for Leisana. It's Leisana is the Azhara, but the Malkus are for Shakas Zomam, and even Vitztiku is maybe Kasha Zomam Dik, like the Meiri, it's Mitzar Acher. It's not Malkus that are a direct outgrowth of Leisana. So what? That's the reason why you don't have to be amazed in Leisana. Every Chi of Misa is that way. Every Chi of Misa, the Chi of Misa is not direct from the Lab. You have to have a separate lav is not mechayev misa. The lav is the asora, and then the Torah says separately there's a chiyuv misa. You still have to be amazed in the lav. We're mastering for the lav. So even if we'll say that the malchus of itzdiku, like the Meiri, the malchus of itzdiku, not the regular malchus for a lav. It's kasher zomim dik, and leisan is only the asora. So what? But it's still the asora, and that's always. And you always have to be amazed in the asora. Every einish in the Torah has an asora. In einishim elim came as here. And you have to be amazed in the asora. And if you have to have Malkus, and if you have to have asora, you have to be amazed in the asora. And if you have to have asora, I want to suggest that maybe a mahalak in the Rambam. We've mentioned two things. Start off with Asuga. What does it say in Asuga, Rabbi Loza? We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Makkos that Midamani Bish Plain Shachai Lechaveri Masayim. So Rameh says, Loik Mishalim. He's Mishalim Alst Kashas Hamam. And then he gets Makkos for Leisana. So he's Poshab Shat Vitzdikus Megala, you can get Makkos for Leisana. And the Chachom say, Kol Mishalim and Eloike, the Gemara over there explains because of Teir Shosai. Really, there is a Chiyav Malkus, there is a Chiyav Mammon. But Kedera Shosai, you can't get both. So since you can't get both, so we say, Kol Mishalim and Eloike. So the Gemara by us asks, Namad Beis, Namad Beis. Why don't we say the other way around? If it's Kedera Shosai, if there is a Chiyav Mammon and there is a Chiyav Malkus, and we're just applying over the rule of Kedera Shosai that you can't get both. So the rule always is that when you can't get both, so he's loike and mishalim according to Rav Yochanan. That's how we pass him, like Rav Yochanan. So we should say kol loike and mishalim. Why don't we say kol mishalim and loike? Let's say kol loike and mishalim. So Rav Yochanan answered, with various strips of Torah, this exists a cost of yad b'yad. The Torah says there's a chiyuv tashlumin. So if there is a chiyuv tashlumin, then Kedera Shosai gets turned around instead of saying kol loike and mishalim. Here the Torah says no, you have to be mishalim yad b'yad. So we say kol mishalim and loike. Comes along Rabbi Elazar. And he says, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, the reason why over here we say, kol mishalim in aleika, that he's mishalim and he doesn't get malchus, rather than kol aleika in mishalim, is because einim zoimim ein srichim hasra. So we saw Rashi learns pshat in Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar is saying that there is no chiyuv malchus. Not like we thought all along, but there is a chiyuv mammon and there is a chiyuv malchus, but there's a kederish osay problem. It's a bottleneck of kederish osay. You can't get both. Says Rabbi Elazar, Rashi learns pshat and Rabbi Elazar. No, that's not true. Forget it. If you would have both, then you would have to get. Then we would say kol aleikein mishalim. Rather, says Rabbi Elazar, there is no chiyuv malchus because there's no hasra, and as Rashi says, ein oinish haguf v'lo hasra. They can't be chiyuv malchus without any hasra. So it must be that there really is no chiyuv malchus. Adam Zayim are not real. Are attacking on Chayav Malkus. So then Rashi asks, but what about Malkus of the Tzidkut? There you see that Adam Zayim do get Malkus even though there's no Asra. So Rashi said the Tzidkut is Xeris Hakosim. Xeris Hakosim. And since it's only Xeris HaKosuv, we limit it to a case where it's not actually getting Kasha Zom. So that Rashi, we grapple with a little bit exactly what the Pshat is. Mitzvah Shem, I want to show in the Rambam some Pshat, a new Pshat in that. But for the time being, all I want to say is that I want to suggest that the Rambam learned Rabbi Elazar al derech Rashi. Not like the Ra'ah, not like the Ravid, that there really is a Chiyuv Malkus, there really is a Chiyuv Mammon, and just Rabbi Elazar saying, but here the Hachra is the other way. Rather than the achrog, they were shosi being kol aleike l'mishalim. Here, the achrog is kol aleike l'mishalim. No, we're going to learn like Rashi. The Rebbe Elazar is saying that einim zayim, because they don't have any asra, there is no chiyuv malchus in the first place. So the Gemara goes on and says, why is there no asra by einim zayim? So Rava says because there's no opportunity. Abai questions that. He says, there is an opportunity to Kedibur, you could be master. So rather, it says Abai, the reason why Adam Zoyim don't have any Hasro is because there's a Svara, Mi'ika Midi, the boy Ihu, Lemikdal, Beloy Hasro. The Inhu Boy Hasro. Vatara Omer, as Yisrael Kashazom, Lassus Lachiv. The Svara that, as Kashazom, the logic of Kashazom, it can't be that they wanted to kill without Hasro, and they should need Hasro before we could kill them. So the Chachamim ask, Abai's svar is very hard to understand. Tinuch, if the Hasra would be part of the Einish. You know, if the Hasra was something about the Einish that, let's say, ameliorated the Einish in some way. So then I would understand what Abai is saying. Abai would be saying, the Einish here has to be equitable. They wanted to hurt that fellow without Hasra, and you want to give him an Einish of Misa that's with Hasra. That's a lesser einish. That's not kasher zon. Last is la'ochim. Al derech, like the Gemara in the beginning of Makkos. by a ben gushim and a chalutza. The Gemara says, why don't we make them into a ben gushim and a chalutza? So the Gemara says, well, we can't make them into a ben gushim and a ben chalutza because then we would pass the children in terms of leiv leiv lezaron. Fact the Gemara, okay, so let's just pass them and not pass the children. Says the Gemara, no, it lacks in kashazom. They wanted to make that person a ben gushim and a chalutza with his children too. And now you're going to make them into ben gushim and a chalutza without the children. It lacks in kashazom and lasis la'ochim. So the einish of kasha zomim has to be exactly equivalent to what they wanted, what they were zomim to do to the other person. So if hasro was somehow part of the einish, so then I would understand what Abaye is saying. But obviously, that's not what hasro is at all. Hasro is not a quality of the einish. Hasro is just what we need to determine that he was amazed. Because if he's not amazed, he doesn't deserve the einish. So why does that? What in the world does that have to do with me tamidi? What does that do with what does that do with kasha zomim? Kasha Zomim lasis la'ochad means that if a person is an Ezoimim and he deserves the punishment of Kasha Zomim, then the punishment of Kasha Zomim has to exactly fit the crime, and we have to do to him exactly what he wanted to do to the other person. That's true, but first let's determine if he deserves Kasha Zomim. You know, was he a Mezid or was he a Shogig? If he's a Shogig, then he didn't pass the threshold of deserving the punishment of Kasha Zomim. So what's Abaye saying over here? You know, maybe we shouldn't even examine the evidence. You know, he wanted to kill that other person without any evidence. Why do we have to have evidence before we kill him? Let's first determine if he's guilty. What a go! We have to determine if he's a person who deserves the punishment of kasha zomim. If he's a bar engine in the first place. What in the world does that have to do with mika midi? What does that have to do with kasha zomim? It's very hard over here to understand. And we don't care if he's amazing. And because of kasha zomim, we don't care that he's a. I mean, and beyond that, if we're not going to give him a shoyig, how do we know that he's amazed? How can you punish him if he's a shoyig? Because of Mikimidi, we're going to punish somebody who's a shoyig? It says in Sim Chav Ches, a little bit grapples with this. It says, how do we kill Adam Zayim without Asra? They're not mezidim. So how can you punish somebody who's not amazed? The Rambam seems to say we have to do it. Adam Zayim Mishkogu. Pashtus is. If not for the pastors, it's got that Rambam, that you do have to be amazed to deserve the punishment of Kasha Zomim. Why not? So the Shaisa wants to say maybe that he does have to be amazed, and the Gemara is talking about where we know that he's amazed because he's a Chover, and a Chover we know that he's amazed, but there's an extra, there's a chosuv of Asra that even a Chover needs Asra, and that's what Adam Zomim don't have. Very sure, very difficult, right? So I want to suggest that the Rambam had a loop shot in what Abaye is saying. But the Rambam understood in Abaye that Abaye's it's almost a melitza. But what Abaye is really saying to us is that most einshim in the Torah, usually all einshim in the Torah, the einish is for the fact that he was Avraham Memed Rachmanu. The Torah said don't, and he did. So he gets Einish. That's why in Einishim Elim came as here, because the Einish is for violating the Asar. The Torah said don't do this. You know, there was a stop sign, and he went through the stop sign. So that's why he gets the Einish. That's what the Einish is for. The Einish is because he was Avraham Memed Rachmanu. Says Abaye, Einim Zoymimim is not the way. Because by Einim Zoymimim, the Torah says Beferish. That the einish of kasha zomim is kasha zomim lasis la'ochiv, v'asis le'kasha zomim lasis la'ochiv. And Abaye understood that to mean that it's not just that what we do to him, you know, what's the content of the einish? What we do to him, you want to know technically, what do we do to him? Well, what he wanted to do to that person, we look it up, what did he want to do to that person? Okay, that's the einish that he gets. It's more than that. The Torah is saying that's the reason for the einish. It's yoshuv gmulo yal rosha. He wanted to be zomim lasis la'ochiv. Says the Torah, whatever he wanted to do to that other person, so Yoshev al Roshim, that happens to him. It's not because he was over a member of Rachmana, the Torah said Loisana. He could have never heard of Loisana. But Zomim Lassis La'ochim it is. He was Zomim Lassis La'ochim. He had this plan to say Eid Sheker, and he was Zomim Lassis La'ochim to kill Ochiv. Says the Torah, that Zomim Lassis La'ochim. That happens to him. He yipal rosha b'shach b'shachas osa. That's the meaning of kasha zomim lasis la'ochiv. Says Abaye, mi'ika midi. How could it be if he wanted to kill Reuven? Let's say he said Reuven's a ritzayah. He came to base them and he had this plot. He's going to kill Reuven. Now it turns out that he's a sheker. He was a zomim lasis la'ochiv. how could it be that we're going to say, yeah, but he didn't know about Lisana. That's why we're not going to punish him, because he'd never heard of Lisana. So he didn't know that he's violating a law from the Torah. Says Abai, Mika Midi. But Zomam Lasis Locha there is. The Torah says that the punishment of Yasisala is because he was Zomam Lasis Locha. It doesn't say Yasisala because he was Zomam Lavra Lisana. It says Yasisala because he was Zomam Lasis Locha. Says Abai, Mika Midi, and he was Zomam Lasis Locha. And you want to patri because he didn't know about Lisana. But at the end of the day, it was Zomam Lasis La'okav, says the Torah. It has to be Vasis La'okav, Zomam Lasis La'okav. The punishment of Asisim is because of the Zomam Lasis La'okav. It's not nothing to do with Lisana. I think Shetim Suleiman, it's a different translation also of the Lashon of Abai is, Mi'ika Midi, to be you lamitl beloy hasra'ah. They wanted to kill without Hasra'ah. What Hasra'ah are we talking about in that Lashon of Abayi? They wanted to kill below Hasra'ah, so how could it be that we're not going to kill them unless there was Hasra'ah? So in that first half of the phrase, so Hasra'ah to whom? What Hasra'ah are we talking about? So in Rashi it's Mashma, that it means Hasra'ah of Reuven. You know, they wanted to kill Reuven. They claimed they gave Reuven Hasra'ah, but it's all El Sheker. So they wanted to kill Reuven without being Masr in Reuven. So therefore, they have to also get killed without Hasra. I think the Rambam understood the Hasra over here is not Hasra and Reuven. It's Hasra and the Edom themselves. It's the same Hasra that in the second half of the phrase. Me'ika midi, how could it be that if they wanted to kill Reuven without Hasra, I mean, nobody told the Edom, you know, don't violate Lisana. They don't know about Lisana. But they wanted to kill Reuven. Me'ika midi, how could it be that if they wanted to kill Reuven, albeit without Hasra, that we're not going to kill them because we're not going to kill them unless there was because there was no Hasra, unless there was a Hasra. Atayra Omra, he's like Hasra, Zomim Lasis La'okhiv, even if there was no Hasra, but Zomim Lasis La'okhiv there was. The Torah says that he was Zomim Lasis, he wasn't Zomim to violate Lisana, but he was Zomim Lasis La'okhiv. Atayra Omra, he's like Hasra, Zomim Lasis La'okhiv, that the reason for the lineage of Hasra Zomim is because he was Zomim Lasis La'okhiv. So it's totally irrelevant to Lisana. The idea itself that Kasher Zomim is this kind of this new kind of Avonish is Kfar Nishma Ben Achayim. Rav Shimon has this in the Shurim that Kasher Zomim is calls it because they were over the Midah Anoshis. Some kind of, you know, it's for their inhumanity. That's where they get punished. He has the other Cheshbonis in the Suga that he's other fish to fry. But the idea itself is not unprecedented. And I think that's what I think the Rambam learned. We'll see in a minute why I think the Rambam is learning this way. But I'm suggesting that that's the pshat in Abai. Abai is saying, Mihamidi, not stam because the Oynish, you know, it's not mechanical. They wanted to kill Tad Hasra, so therefore they have to, you know, they don't need Hasra for them to get killed. Abai is saying exactly what I'm saying. Abai is saying, V'yasisim l'kashe zomim l'asis l'ochim. The Torah said the punishment of kashe zomim is because he was zomim l'asis l'ochim. Who cares if he was zomim to violate Lisana? But zomim l'asis l'ochim there was. Says the Torah, so maybe he has to get punished too. It's sort of disconnected from Osama. So Osama is Abaye. Okay, that's very nice by Kasher Zomim. But what about Vitzdiku? What about Malkus of Vitzdiku? Malkus of Vitzdiku doesn't say such a language. So the Malkus of Vitzdiku is still presumably Malkus for Lisana, the way we always assumed that Vitzdiku is Megala, that you're looking for Lisana. In other words, you have this nice word about Kasher Zomim, that maybe Kasher Zomim had nothing to do with Lisana, and therefore we don't care if he was a Mazid or a Shaykh, you know, we don't care if he had Hasra for Lisana, because we have Sisla Kasher Zomim Lasses Laokhiv is for his man's inhumanity to man. It has nothing to do with whether he was, you know, his religious violation of Lisana. So Rav Simon said, okay, that might be true about Kasher Zomim, but that's not necessarily true about Vitzdiku. And by Vitzdiku, presumably, our original understanding of Vitzdiku all along was that Vitzdiku is Malkus for Lisana. It says Megala and Lisana. So Abai says back to him, no, Mishpat Echad. The Torah said Mishpat Echad Yolachem. That means that all of the Einshim of Edom Zomim are the same way. And therefore, if the Einish of Kasher Zomim Lasses La'okhiv is irrelevant to not nothing to do with Lisana, it's because he was Zomim Lasses La'okhiv. So the punishment of Vitzdiku as well as Kasher Zomim Lasses La'okhiv. And that's why Edom Zomim don't need Hasra. not a technical issue. And Zayim don't need Asra, says Abai, because they're not being punished for Leisanim. So what's the point of being master them, whether that we have to know, we don't care if they're Mezim or Leisanim. We don't care if they never heard about Leisanim in their lives. It's not relevant. The Torah said the punishment of Ein Zayim is because he was Zomim, Lassis, La'ochim, and that they certainly were. And Mishtik was also because he was Zomim, Lassis, La'ochim, to make his Ochim into a Vengush of Mechalutza. So he gets, that's why he gets the Malkus of Mishtika as well. And Mishtika also has nothing to do with Leisanim. And therefore, says Abai, Ein Zayim, don't need Asra. So you ask, okay, so Kasu Zomim is not for Lisana, and Vitztiku is not for Lisana. It's because of the Zomim Lassus Lachiv. Abai is saying, very radical thing Abai is saying. But why don't they get Malkus for Lisana also? In a case where there was Hasra, Abai says there could be Hasra, it is possible to give Hasra to Enim Zomim. So what would be in a case where there was Hasra for Lisana? So maybe they should be looking for Lisana also. We'll give them Kasu Zomim Lassus Lachiv because of their inhumanity to man. Yoshik Mulel Rosh, and Vitzik also. But besides that, why don't they get Malkus for Leisana? Push it like any other lap. So what happened? Why not get that too? If there was no Asra, you can't do it. But in the case, what would be in a case where there was Asra? Abai says it's not impossible to have Asra, but in the Hebrew, you could give them Asra. So in a case where there happened to be Asra, I'm asking the Lamaisa, would there be Malkus for Leisana? No, why not? No, now we're saying that Malkus comes, the Fiat Abai, Leisana is not the Asra for Kasu Zomim at all. Lefi Abaye, Leisana is not the Asura for Kasuzoma. Kasuzoma has nothing to do with Leisana. By the way, it's not like the Gemara in Makkos. Abaye, Rabbi Lozer is talking not like the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos, well, maybe I'll say that at the end. But this is, let's finish off with Abaye's thought all the way through. So Abaye is saying that Kasuzoma is totally disconnected from Leisana. Kasuzoma is a Benonim B'chaveridik. So new thing, it's a Benonim B'chaveridik Einish. Kasuzoma lasses La'ochiv. And I, Mamish, don't care about Leisana. I don't care if he knows about Leisana. I don't care if he was. It doesn't matter. He could be a tinnik shenishba in Lisan. His punishment is kashu zom lasis la'ochim. And with stikus mishpatechot is the same thing. But let him get makas for Lisan too. So if there was no asra, so it's not a question. But what in the case where there happened to be asra? Would there be makas for Lisan? What? So let's say it wasn't mom. It wasn't a case of mom. Yeah, or let them get Leisana too. Kashu Zomim for the Benonim L'chaveira. But why don't they get Malkus for Leisana? Maybe they do, but I don't think they do. Why not? It's a lot of shame and maisa. The Gemara in Malkus. See, if you learn, the Gemara in Malkus assumes that you should get Malkus for Leisana, because the Gemara in Malkus is assuming that Vitztiku is that the Leisana is the Asara for. Right? The Gemara in Malkus holds that you do get Malkus for Leisana. That's why you should be like a Shmoinim, except it's an Asara. The Gemara gets out of it a technicality. Leisana is the Asara for Enzoimim, because that Gemara is going before Rabbi Lozer. Like our sugya naflamid base, the sugya up till now. Remember that's the structure of our sugya up till daflamid gimel manal. Until we get to Rabbi Lozer, we thought that meinam onu bish pleni shulchayv lechaverim asayim zuz. There's a kasha zomam and there's a leisana, and there should be a chiyav momen and there should be a chiyav malchus. And why don't you get both? Up till now, up just through daflamid base till the middle daflamid gimel manal, till we encounter Rabbi Lozer. Why did we think by meinam onu bish pleni shulchayv lechaverim asayim zuz? So there ought to be a chiyav malchus, the Gemara thinks, and there ought to be a chiyav momen, and they ought to be loyku mishalim. In fact, that's where Meir holds. They should be loyku mishalim. They should be mishalim for kasha zoman, and they should be loyku for leisana. I leisana is lav shem emaisa, but vitztiku is megala. You loyku for leisana. Vitztiku is megala. That's the poshut trat mainstream sheet in Rishonim. Vitztiku is megala that you loyku for leisana. That's what we put up till now. And why taka don't you get both according to the chachamim? They're shosa. Kol mishalim leikik they're shosa. So up to now we thought that there's a chiyah for leisana and there's a chiyah for kashazomim. And why is there a chiyah for leisana? Again, ayis emei maisa, because vitztiku is megala. Let's say the simple way: vitztiku is megala that you're like mishum. It's a gilui that there's malchus for leisana. That's all because we thought that the punishment of vitztiku and the punishment of kashazomim, those are punishments for leisana. So. We thought that those are punishments for lisan. So if the Torah said the moshul by a bengushim and the chalutzu that this malchus of itzdiku, we thought that's a punishment for lisan, and therefore it's a gilui that you're looking for lisan. All through all the Gemara in Makkos and Avdalid and the Gemara in the Daf Lamed Beis and Suvos, the whole, everybody thought that all of these punishments, like the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Beis and Makkos, that asharosim leisana, the ashar for kashuzomim is for leisana. So at the end, all of the punishments of kashuzomim and vitzdiku, they're all punishments for leisana. So if that's the case, so if the Torah says that this vitzdiku, this Makkos of vitzdiku for leisana, the poshup shot is that vitzdiku is megal that you like mishum leisana. So therefore, by the Gemara thinks that there should be Malkus and there should be Momen, and this is Shosei, but otherwise there should be Malkus and there should be Momen, there's Malkus for Kashas Omen, and there's Momen for Leisana, because Vitzdik was Megala, the Yelokim Mishum Leisana, Ka'omer. But now comes along Rebbe Elazar, and he says, no, that's not the Pshat, by Me'inu Moni B'Shlenu Shechayiv L'Chaverim Esayim Zuz, there is no Chiyuv for Leisana, because there's no Hasra. And if there's no Hasra, then there's nothing to Hasra. That means Eidim Zoyim don't need Hasra. That means Eidim Zoyim is not for Leisana. It's not a punishment for Leisana. Eidim Zoyim don't need Hasra. That means we don't care if they know about Leisana, because we're not punishing them for Leisana. We're punishing them for Kasha Zomam. And Beitzdiku Abai explains, because that's the logic, that's what it says in the Masechta Kasha Zomam Lasas La'ochiv, that Eidim Zoyim are being punished for the Beronim L'Chaveri, for the Midah and Noishis. They're not being punished for Leisana. So we don't have to give them Hasra for Leisana, because who cares about Leisana? And Rav Sama asks, what about Vitzdiku? And Rabbi explains to him, Mishpatecha, Vitzdiku is also that way. So now it turns out that not Vitzdiku and not Kasha Zomam, they have nothing to do with Leisana. If Vitzdiku has nothing to do with Leisana, then it's not Megala that you like Mishum Leisana. So now Leisana is the last shame in Maisa. And Vitzdiku is just a, Vitzdiku is a kind of, is for the Kasha Zomam to get in. In a new sense, that not only is it a Kasha Zomam, it's nothing to do with Leisana, it's like Kasha Zomam Lasses La'ochiv. Except that when you can't do Kasha Zomam Lasses La'ochiv, so you do Vitzdiku. But all for the Zomam Lasses La'ochiv, it's not Megan Leisana at all. So Melo Maskona, according to Rebbe Elazar, the way as Abai, and Rav and Abai hold like Rebbe Elazar. According to Rebbe Elazar, Einim Zomim don't need Hasra. It's a new bombshell. Often the Gemara didn't know any of this. But Rebbe Elazar is Mechadish, Einim Zomim don't need Hasra, because Einim Zomim is totally disconnected. I don't care if they're Shogig and Leisana, because Eidim Zoyim is not a punishment for Leisana. If Eidim Zoyim is not a punishment for Leisana, and that includes not only Kasha Zomam, but Mishparecha tells me that includes Vitzdiku, so now Leisana is left orphaned. It's totally disconnected from Vitzdiku. It's totally disconnected from Kasha Zomam. Then Leisana just becomes a Lav Shem and Maisa, and a Lav Shem and Maisa in Leisana. V'heim heim divei harama. That is mamish what the Rama says. I don't care if they're shaggy. Means I don't care if they know about Leisana. I don't care if they know about Leisana. I don't care if they learned about Leisana. I don't care if anybody reminded them of Leisana. It doesn't make a difference, because Leisana is not what they're being punished for. For Leisana, they don't get punished, because Leisana is the last shame and mice. The punishment of Eidim is something else entirely. The punishment of Eidim is like Abai explained. They wanted to be Zomim Lasses La'achav, says the Torah. Doesn't care. I don't care if anybody told them about Leisana. I don't care if there was any Hasra for Leisana. Boy Yule Mikdal could have been Bloy Hasra. Nobody ever told them about Leisana. It doesn't matter. But Boy Yule Mikdal, so then they have to get into it. So they get killed as well, because HaTorah Omra Vasi Sama Kashi Zomim Lasses La'achav. So really, it has nothing to do with Leisana. That's the Hamshach Haram. That ain le'edim zoyim v'shkoga means I don't care if they're mezidim in the lav of leisana. That's not what they're being punished for. The lav of leisana is lav she'im emais. They don't get punished for leisana. What they get punished for is kasha zoma. Okay, so you come back short. Therefore, we don't have to be masukim. Do they know about leisana? Because lo yalzano b'am lechayim. So it comes that the Rambam is not against the Gemara. The Faket, the Rambam is now shedding a new light. This is how the Rambam understood Rav Elazar and Abai. This mamas Rav Elazar and Abai is saying. Rav Elazar said, Eidim Zoyimim don't, there's no debate by Me'idim on Rav Elazar, they don't get Malkus. Says Rav Elazar, you know why they don't get Malkus? It has nothing to do with their Shosan. They don't get Malkus because Eidim Zoyimim don't need Asura, they're not being punished for Leisana. They're being punished for Kasha Zomim. So Kasha Zomim, what are we doing? You want to give the Malkus for Leisana also? Eidim Zoyimim have nothing to do with Leisana. It's Eidim Zoyimim don't need Asura, we don't care about Leisana, we're not interested in Leisana, and Leisana by itself is a lav shem emaisa. Therefore, says Rav Elazar, that's the reason why we give him Kasha Zomim. Why should we give him Malkus for Leisana? And Abai explains, because it's Mikamidi and so on. This is what the Rambam is telling me. Mamish, he's telling me Pshat in Rav Elazar, as explained by Abai. Mel, it's not sure from the Gemara in Malkus. Either Gemara in Malkus says Leisana is the Ashar, The Gemara in Makkos thinks that Leisan is the Asor. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis also thinks the Gemara. We know the Gemara in Makkos holds that Leisan is the Asor for Kasas Omen. The Gemara in Makkos says the reason why they don't get Malkus and Mammon by Meidum on the Rishon is Shachayv L'Chaverim Asayim Zuz. So the Gemara in Makkos Daf Dalad on the top of Lamed Beis. This is my time of the Rabbanon. Why the Rabbanon say by Meidum on the Rishon is Shachayv L'Chaverim Asayim Zuz? Why don't they get Malkus and Mammon? Says the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? First Gemara in Dalad because of Teir Shosay. That's the Kai Gemara Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. It has to do with Ferish Shosa. I let's say call a Lekin Mishalim. Says Rabbi Loi, the Ferish Shosa Ferish Shosa Ferish Shosa Ferish Shosa Ferish Shosa Ferish Shosa. Here the Malki, you have to get the Mammon. Mele you can't get the Malkus because of Ferish Shosa. How about it? That Gemara is going, there is a Chi of Malkus, there is a Chi of Mammon. Because if it's Tikus Megala, there's Malkus for Leisana. And we're in plan. And the only reason why you don't get both is because of Ferish Shosa. That Gemara is like Kai Gemara Lamed Beis. That's what we thought. That's what we thought the whole Suya up to now also. But the Rambam and Paskin, not like all of those sukkahs, because the Rambam and Paskin is like Rabbi Elazar. Since Abaye and Rova were masking to Rabbi Elazar, that Eidim Zoyim and Menshichim Asra, the Rambam holds that's Achor Ladino. And if Eidim Zoyim and Menshichim Asra, that means Eidim Zoyim was taken out of punishment for Lysana, and Lysana is not the Asar of Eidim Zoyim. As Abaye explained, because they're meek and meek. The Torah said, Atara Omer Kashazom Elasis Lachim. And once Lysana is not the Asara, then Vitzdiku is not Megala anything about Lysana. So now Asar, and now Lysana blives the Labshem and Meisim. And there's no Malkus for Lysana. And that's the right.
The Rambam, Chol B'Chavir B'Yom Kippur. Why does he have to quote the Fei? Eidim Zomer. Why does he have to quote the Fei Shem Tzitzayra? According to the Rambam, there is no Fei Shem Tzitzayra.
No, I can't. That Rambam is a riot. But that's maybe I'll fulfill that unfulfilled promise. I said I would answer that Rambam. The Rambam by Chol B'Chavir B'Yom Kippur. The Rambam says that in Kol Atar Kula, he says Chol B'Chavir B'Yom Kippur Mishal Meino Like It. He says, aye, what do you mean? The rule is that. Kolalekein and Mishalim says the Rambam. That's in Kolatari Kula with one exception. What's the one exception? Chayvul B'Chaverim. So he asked the time. What happened to? What do you mean? There's two exceptions. Chayvul B'Chaverim and Mizoyimim. And Mizoyimim is also an exception when we say Kolam Mishalim and Olaykein, not Kolalekein and Mishalim. Teretz says, yeah, that's Daf Lamed Beis talking. But now in Daf Lamed Gim we learn that by Mizoyimim there's no Chiyum Malchus in the first place because it's a Lav Shem and Ma'isa. So it's nothing to do with Eretz Shosay. That's not exactly a kosov that you're Mishalim in. That Eidim Zoyim is not an exception to your Mishalim in. Like Eidim Zoyim doesn't have a Chiyum Malkus altogether in the case of Meidum Onu Mishalim Shachayim L'Chaverim Messiahim Zuz. Because there's no Malkus for Leisana. All there is Kasha Zomim and Kasha Zomim, but there is Mamim. So the only exception to is Chayvul B'Chaver. It's Mamish Meduyuk in the Ram, what we say.
What happens to the deal coming up by when
you
said
Abaye couldn't hold like a Rosary? Yeah, what? That Abaye couldn't. Yeah, no, the Ram's going to learn, right, not like Rashi. I'm not saying this in Rashi. The Rambam will learn that Abaye is going back to Nebuchadnezzar.
Abaye also could have Asura.
No, Abaye says, Rava said the reason why Eidim Zoyim don't need Asura is because it's technically impossible. So that's the Gilu that Eidim Zoyim don't... that's the Gilu that Eidim Zoyim don't need Asura. So Abaye said, technically it's possible. You could do it. You could set it up. Because Abaye knows there's a deeper reason why Eidim Zoyim don't need Asura. Because the Torah said, Feirish, that the reason why Eidim Zoyim get punished is not because they wanted to violate Lisanah. I don't care if they wanted to violate Lisana. And if they didn't want to violate Lisana, but Atara Umra Vasisma Kashazom, Lassis Lochim, Lassis Lochim they wanted. And that's enough that there's Vasisma.
How would Abaye and Rebel Ezra then explain
the Mechayim? Yeah, I think that's Baha Gufi, you have to say that. You have to say this way, anyway, had a problem. According to Rashi Pshat in Rebel Ezra, we anyway asked, how do you explain the Mechayim? According to, even separate from the Ram, just when we learned the way Rashi understands Rebel Ezra, that since Eino Inish Gupel Yasro, so there's no Chiyum Malkus in the first place. So we ask him, what do you do with Rameir? So you have to. I think you have to say according to Rabbi Elazar that's Gufi Machlokes Rameir in the Rabban. Rameir says that you Loikru Mishalim. There is Malkus for Lisana, and if it's Tiku, maybe it's Megalim Lisana, or maybe Rameir holds you Loikru for Lashem and Meisif. For all I know, like the Meiri says, and the Chachom say Kol Mishalim and Loikru does not mean Kdei Rishosan. Chachom say Kol Mishalim and Loikru means that once we do the Kasha, once we punish him with Kasha Zomam, then we don't do it in Vistiku as well. Because Vistiku is only the welcome where there's no Kashazom. This we said anyway in Rashi. The way Rashi translates from Elazar, we have to say all that. So I'm just saying that the Ram is, in that sense, the Ram also learned Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar is not talking within Kteir Shosso, like they're all tipping the scales the other way. No, the Ram is Rabbi Elazar is much more big than that. Rabbi Elazar is saying there is no Chi of Malkus because Eidim Zoyim don't need Asra, and Eidim Zoyim has nothing to do with Lisan. So maybe there's no Malkus for Lisan. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I think what's happening, this is what I want to say, the Rambam is big enough to, this is big enough for us to take up the whole. And I want to do the two Tosfos in quickly, not today, I'm saying next time, I want to do the two Tosfos in quickly about Hasharas Sofek. I'm not going to go into that too much, just a little bit Yiddish that you should know. And then Mitzvah Hashem, I want to go ahead.
How could it be that like 80 was only in that time?